Good afternoon. I'm up at the EcoWorks plot here in St Anne's, and just standing in front of the board where it's originally sponsored by Eco Minds and a bit of lottery funding. And I'm just reading the permaculture framework, and it really resonates in terms of that whole mental health and caring for ourselves. Permaculture as an agreed ethical framework. This was created after researching different worldviews and finding the common ground that could unite people in common causes. And there's three areas: earth care, provision for all life systems to continue and multiply; people care, provision for people to access those resources necessary to their existence; fair share, setting limits to consumption, which is a huge thing, and population to within the earth's carrying capacity and redistributing surplus. The ethics are like a compass guiding us towards a world in which we care for ourselves, which other people and future generations, and the earth that sustain us. EcoWorks, if you've never been up here, it's in St Anne's, does have volunteer slots on a Tuesday and Thursday. You can come and help out. They even have a bus or minibus that will pick people up at certain times from outside. I think it's a Tamatanga. Around the area. I can find out and add it to the notes if anybody in Nottingham is interested. But, I mean, it's just a small stretch away from the city. And there's this beautiful kind of zone, tranquil zone for, you know, you can see little fires in and around the allotment where people are burning things off. And it's very calming, very relaxing. And I can imagine taking some of that stresses and strains of the day away while actually being productive, cutting things away, planting things, building things. It's definitely a similar thing that I feel when I go to the National Forest. I just sort of suck up the sort of ground energy that's around there, and more I'm slowly moving towards having that balance between the digital and the studio space and the connectivity and what effectively people would call off-grid, I guess. But I definitely love it up here, and with the transport, I'm pretty sure I could come and at least give it half a day to start with. I feel a little bit unprepared to be effective because it's an unknown thing. I was never particularly good at DIY. And it's just the unknown, not knowing certain plants, not knowing the processes. I feel unskilled and untalented at it, therefore it sort of fills me with a little bit of hesitance. But I'm also intrigued about giving it a go. There's a little studio here with tools and bits and pieces in for making stuff. It's just beautiful up here. If you haven't been, you really should come up here and check it out. We're here to sort of document and film and take some pictures for Mental Health Awareness Week, and you really get a sense that coming up here would fill somebody with a therapeutic edge to their day, mellow them out, give them some sort of connection to the self, I guess. It would for me. I would definitely be able to hit the pause button for a bit and be useful. Just walking through a little fence here. Yeah, it's just stunning. Love it. I might have to find out when those minibuses, what time they actually come through Knots. Cool.